Hare Krishna. Anger-inducing religion is the antithesis of true religion. The purpose of religion is to raise us to the spiritual level of consciousness, to help us attain spiritual happiness, spiritual fulfillment, and to bring out the pure spiritual essence within us by connection with the supreme spiritual reality, the supreme absolute truth, God. Now, much that goes on in the name of religion today is hardly serving this purpose at all. So, the Bhagavad Gita describes that the path towards religion, the path towards the following of religion by which one realizes one's spiritual nature, that sort of that path is obstructed by the great inner enemy, that is lust. So this, the Gita talks about it in 3.37 in response to Arjuna's question in 3.36. And Gita says that actually the soul is destroyed, that it is Nityavairina, it is the eternal enemy of the soul, the selfish desire that manifests as lust, the desire to grab things, the desire to possess things, the desire to control, dominate, and enjoy things, or the people also whom we may objectify as things. Now this desire, it mutates into further malicious variants. When the desire is not fulfilled, it manifests as anger. And when it is fulfilled, it manifests as greed. That means when we crave for something, if we don't get it, we get angry. If we get it, we want more of it. And that's how greed comes. So now these three, the Bhagavad Gita describes in 16.21, Trividham narka sedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kamaha krodha satha lobha sasmade tatrayam tejed. It says that these three are the gates to hell. So now, these three are Trividham Narkasiram Dwaram Nashanam Atmana. They are the destroyers of the soul. The soul, of course, being eternal is not destroyed, but the soul's spiritual consciousness is destroyed. So Krishna has in the 15th chapter itself earlier said that Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Adhyatma Nitya Vinivritta Kamaha Dandvair Mukta Sukha Dukkha Sange Gacchante Mudha Padamavyanta. Who can attain the eternal illustration? That is one who is Adhyatma. Then he's in spiritual consciousness. So now if the purpose of religion is to raise our consciousness to the spiritual level, and what drags our consciousness away from the spiritual level, deeper and deeper in the material darkness, these are the forces of lust, anger and greed. So now if a particular religion triggers anger among people, it makes them hateful of others, it makes them want to destroy others, and it fills people with anger in the name of God, then that religion is actually it's the antithesis of religion, because it is not raising people to spiritual consciousness, it is dragging them down towards more and more darker material consciousness. So that anger and the violence that is induced because of such anger, that kind of religion is the antithesis of religion. And we should know that such religion is different entirely, is as different as night is from day. Such religion which drags people down into lower consciousness is the opposite of the religion that raises people towards higher levels of consciousness. So the path of bhakti taught in the Bhagavad Gita is very clear, that sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. So that there can be various things that go on in the name of dharma. So there can be something which calls itself as religion, but which fills people with hate. And Krishna says over here that one should give it all up so that mam ekam sharanam braja, so that we can become devoted with pure love to the Supreme Lord. So this path of pure love, of pure devotion, by which we rise to spiritual consciousness and attain spiritual happiness, that is the essence of dharma. That is true religion, and that is what we aspire to follow. And that is what the world needs to understand and follow when it is being increasingly misled and ruptured because of the following of pseudo-religion, which calls itself as religion, but which is covered in material and which drags people darker into materialism. Thank you. Hare Krishna.